Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue, along with the head coach for the men's basketball team, George Pfeiffer, as they get set for Great Northwest Athletic Conference play, coming off a couple of nice wins to start off, or last week, to end up 2008. Nice win over the University of Great Falls, and then a big win to start off the 2009 portion of your season over Chadron State. Let's talk particularly about the Chadron State game to start off, George. I haven't got to see all your games, certainly haven't got to see your road games, but from what I saw, I thought it was one of your better all-around performances.
Well, you know, I think just before Christmas when we played Augustana, I thought we played pretty good basketball. I mean, Augustana is a team we lost to in the last second, and they're ranked in the top 25 in the country right now. So I do think we're getting better. In the Chadron State game, the thing that I really liked was, you know, we had some grit at the end of the game. We made plays. We got some stops. And those are the things that have, you know, we've been in tons and tons of close games. Those are the things that that we need to continue to do if we want to capture those close basketball games with victories.
And I think interesting, too, I thought one of the things that you really got, over both those games, I thought you got some really, really solid bench play. If you take a look at the University of Great Falls, you know, Brett Taylor comes and hits huge three-pointers there in the first half at a time when your team was struggling early. And, you know, you end up only trailing one by one at the half, and then you end up winning big at the end of the game. You take a look at the second game, big performances by Hodge, by Henson, other key players. I thought Kyle Palmer did a nice job for you at times. I just thought, all in all, I think we're starting to see, and that was a question mark I know you had earlier in the year, but I'm thinking we're starting to see some of that depth come through a little bit.
Well, you know, we're going to different people at different times. I'll tell you one thing we haven't had and we thought we would get, and we're going to need it if we're going to have any success at all in the GNAC, is Hall and Bunker making them all at the same time. We have not had a game yet this year where you walked away and both of those guys have shot the ball near their potential at the same time. You know, Brett Taylor against Great Falls is tremendous. Hall, you know, just okay. You come back and you just kind of flip-flop it in the next game. And that makes it a little more challenging as a coach because you're sitting there, you know, you're constantly betting on the stock market every day you go out. And you know, and I would like to think that the thing that our guys have bought into is that, you know, we need to compete to make shots. I think when you're competing, you make your shots. But we're doing other things. If you look inside the stat sheet against Chadron State, for example, it was the turnovers and the rebounding that won that basketball game. It wasn't our shooting. It was the fact that we shared the ball with Burns and Bunker with high assist, you know, quotients. You know, it's exciting that Bunker was chosen player of the week. That's the second one that we've had inside of about a 7-week period of time. So we must be recruiting the right players. But yeah, so we're happy. And in fact, Travis gets that award, and he didn't really shoot the ball that well against Chadron, but he did a lot of other things. And I think that's what this team has to be.
Are you pleased when you take a look at your schedule? And I'm even getting beyond wins and losses here. In terms of the schedule you set up in preparation for the Great Northwest Athletic Conference play, do you think up to this point that it's been a nice schedule in terms of getting you ready for conference action?
Well, I didn't set the schedule up. I inherited the schedule. You know, I look at some of the other teams in our conference and who they played. And now, if you take a look at the top five teams in our conference and you look at their overall records, it's 45, 46, or 47 and 12. That's pretty good now. Now, when I go back inside, I did this past weekend and kind of started looking at who all they played. They played some tough teams as of we. But they haven't, you know, it's not killer. It's scary to think that Seattle Pacific beat Mary by 44, and we split with Mary. But then again, Mary was ahead of Western Washington at the half. And so you can get kind of crazy comparing scores. They're kids. Some nights they play well. Some nights they don't play well. Sometimes it's about matchups. I do think that we played some quality opponents. Like I alluded to earlier, Augustana is in the top 25 in the national polls. Colorado Christian's in the middle of the pack down there in the RMAC. You know, I think we've played some, you know, we played some different teams who bring us different challenges. And so I don't think there's going to be a whole bunch, you know, other than athletical, you know, other than athleticism that's going to drastically improve that we haven't seen as far as strategies are concerned.
Yellow Jacket Coach's Show is brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Minholt, Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. We'll be back with the second portion of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer coming up next.
Sign up with SignPro. Let the people know.
Have you seen the full color vehicle wraps in Billings? The professionals at SignPro can design your vehicle graphics from one color to a full color wrap. Together with SignPro, you can create a visual impact for your business. For 17 years, SignPro has produced top quality, cutting edge signage. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with SignPro today, 259-3200.
Sign up with SignPro.
Back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Ada Blue along with George Pfeiffer. Yellow Jackets getting set up to begin a great Northwest Athletic Conference play as they face Western Washington and Seattle Pacific this Thursday and Saturday on the road. Coach, I'm going to actually kind of put you on the spot a little bit. I didn't warn you about this, but this is on more of a personal note. Your first year with the Yellow Jackets, obviously after an extensive search, they decided to go with you. Has it been everything you've thought it would be? Maybe a little bit more? I mean, just kind of talk about your first few months here, and of course it's been more than just these last couple of months coaching. How have you enjoyed the experience thus far?
Well, you know, the people have been just wonderful. You know, Dr. Gray's been has been tremendous to work with. The other coaches have been so accepting and so helpful, and gone out of their way to make our coaching staff feel comfortable here. Our sports information department works really hard, and all those things I was told before that we were going to have, and they've come true. I knew that it was going to be a challenge as far as, you know, playing. I've been kind of presently surprised that we've been, you know, as competitive as we really have been. I think some of the newer players that have come forward and played for us have been very good. So, you know, anyway, it has been nice. I mean, the people in the community are great. We've had some good turnouts for our games when the students have been on campus, and so, you know, this is going to be the real test for us right here this next couple months.
I never know quite how to answer this, and particularly you, because I've asked you a couple of times about you know, things like you know, is there a greater sense of urgency? And basically, you've told me, and I agree with you, that, you know, you have to have every game. There has to be a certain sense of urgency. And, of course, one of the questions I have now that you're going to go on the road, particularly with the great Northwest Athletic Conference play, how does it change, if at all? I mean, do you play any differently on the road? Because it is a whole different animal. I know that, obviously, there's a reason why people like to be at home. As you get set to head on the road, does it change anything? Because you've been playing a lot of games consecutively at home now.
Well, that is going to be interesting for us. Nothing could be as difficult as the trip, though, that we took to Chadron and Mary. I mean, that was a crazy trip. I mean, there was, you know, 1,400 miles of travel in 72-hour period of time with two games sandwiched in there. So, as far as that's concerned, there's rivalries. Now, keep in mind, we weren't stellar last year. We won one game. So we're not going to come in, and I don't care what the other coaches tell their fans or their media or whatever, we're not going to get somebody to snap their head around and take a hard look right away unless we do something early on in the conference. We're sitting near the bottom of the GNAC, which is outstanding with wins. And so we still have that look, I think, to other teams. Now, maybe not to coaches, because I've heard some coaches comment that their eyebrows are a little bit raised. However, we have to kind of prove ourselves. You know, I think we've proved some things in our non-conference. I think we've caught some people's attention in what we did in the non-conference. But we're going to play with a sense of urgency all the time. And this conference is very athletic. You talk about Western Washington and Seattle Pacific. I mean, Western Washington has Graham, who people think is the MVP of the conference, and their point guard 6'5". And they've got some talented forwards on the front line. They got the big 7-foot center. And they just bored the craziness out of it. So, urgency, we just do what we do. We're going to prepare for this game just like we did for the Chadron game, just like we did for the Great Falls game. I think if you start changing that, then kids get confused.
I've always thought that, probably the best way to describe, at least in my, in my own little world here, in terms of playing on the road as opposed to home, is when you're on the road, there's a little less, if any, room for error. You really almost have to have everything working with you, don't you? Because you just have – it's tough to win those ugly games on the road, I know. It seems like you have to kind of be at your optimum level.
Well, I think to win on the road, and I've always, for as long as I've been doing this, you have to have talent. You have to have players that are tough-minded, and you have to execute. You really, really have to execute on the road. You can't, you have to do what you're trying to accomplish that night. If it's playing ratty and getting up and down the floor, then you better do that really, really well. If it comes time to get you open to make a shot, you better make that shot, because when you don't make that shot, now that crowd and everybody else, they kind of get, they can snowball that against you. And so that, I think, is where that tough-mindedness comes into. Now, if you look at where we are now compared to where we were near Halloween, it's not even close. I look back at the Chadron game, and I don't remember giving up but maybe one transition basket that whole game. And this is a team that really gets out and runs on everybody. And so that's a toughness quotient for us. So we're going to have to really embrace that on this road trip. We're going to have to play collectively together. We're going to have to play with passion. We're going to have to play smart. But the bottom line is we got to make plays, and that comes back to our talent. Our guys that, we can't go on the road and shoot 50% from the free throw line. That won't work. We can't go on the road and shoot 28% from behind the arc. That won't work. So you're right in the fact that you've got to go, you've got to perform, but you have to have a certain degree of toughness, and you got to really continue to believe in what you're doing as a group, and you have to do it for a long period of time.
We come back, we'll just kind of set up these games real quickly and then kind of set up the rest of the schedule as after these two games, the Jackets will return home. We'll be back with the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show.
Since 1937, Conlon's Furniture has been the premier home furnishing shopping choice in Montana, the Dakotas, and northern Wyoming. Conlon's features a wide variety and assortment of major brand furniture and home furnishings to satisfy the first-time buyer, the heirloom seeker, and the most discriminating decorator. Conlon's has major brands like Lazy Boy, Broyhill, Sealy, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, Palzer, and Cochran. See exclusive collections manufactured specifically for Conlon's and marketed under Conlon's private labels. Custom order options are Conlon's specialty, and Conlon's offers great financing alternatives. You owe it to yourself to be comforted by Conlon's.
Ken Adeblue back with George Pfeiffer as part of the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Of course, Thursday, January 8th on the road. The Yellow Jackets will face Western Washington, and then Saturday at Seattle Pacific. And then coming up on Thursday, January 15th, the first of five straight home games for MSU Billings as part of the GNAC Conference. This is what we've been waiting for. You've got into the GNAC portion of your schedule. What happens now? Obviously, it's been real nice up to this point in terms of the development of this team. Are you pleased where this team is at in terms of where they were earlier and where they are now heading into GNAC? Because you really want to be playing some of your best basketball.
Well, I don't think very often as coaches we're pleased. I mean, we're just not built that way. But do I like the fact that we have progressed? Do I like the fact that we've constantly gotten better? Yes, I do. Now, whether or not that's at a level that's going to be able to work in this conference, we're going to find out. I'm kind of eager to get in there. I'll probably eat those words, but again, this is a conference. There's a lot of teams with a lot of experience. I mean, Western Washington has all, but I think, has three or four of their top players that are seniors. We have two seniors. So, and it's also kind of interesting too in the fact that we're going to bring something different as far as what we do as strategy, scheme, style of play than they have in the past. And so that'll make most coaches stop and pause and examine us. We, on the other hand, as a coaching staff, although when I was watching Coach Jackson's Western Washington tapes this week, and it was reminded me of 1995 because it all looked the same as that he did before. But we, every single game that we're going to go out and play is going to be unique to us, you know. So there's a small advantage for our opponent, I think, in the fact that they get to really bear down on what we do, and we have to, every single game that we're going to see for a while is going to be brand new. So we're going to take some boys into some situations that they're not used to and they haven't seen before. You know, but it's still basketball. We've still got the same court, same height of the basket, and then you have to go out and perform.
We have seen during various games, we've seen different starters for you guys. I mean, you've had some of the same starters throughout. Certainly Travis Bunker's got some big minutes, but we have seen you switch around some starters. Obviously, during the early part of the schedule, you try different combinations and what have you. Is this team still a real work in progress in terms, or are you pretty well set in terms of where you want players to be at what particular time on the court?
I think one of the things that we found out with this team is that we can never allow anybody to feel comfortable. I think that hurt us. I think that, and I take responsibility for that. I think that we during the, you know, pregame practice session, you know, established a certain pecking order. And then when you start to play games, you spend more time prepping. And I think there became a comfort zone in there. And I don't think that was healthy, you know, and depth has something to do with that. And so as a coaching staff, we decided that's not going to be the way we operate. I would like to think that what we do from now on out is going to stay the same, but I would never say never. I tease people, if you're having lots of meetings and you're changing your lineup a lot, it's not good. You want that consistency, I think. I'd like to think that, you know, in the next 8 to 9 weeks, we're going to continue to improve, but we want to try and find a baseline of consistency.
All right, best of luck to you against Western Washington and Seattle Pacific on the road, and looking forward to talking to you next week as we talk about how things went and we get set for the home games coming up.
Thank you so much.
Head coach George Pfeiffer of the Montana State Billings men's basketball team. Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins Family Restaurants, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. And join us again next week for the Coaches Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.